This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. It's Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Okay. Yes, do check them out, by the way. And Craig, you hang on, okay? The other day, a little ditty was put on my Facebook page by one of you, by one of the ninjas. Potts put it on there. Potts, like everybody out there that I know, Potts has a gun that he carries. He prefers a certain type of gun. Let's discuss that just for a second, simply because there's a couple of things that I want to point out with that. I carry Glocks. I have carried SIGs. What else have I carried besides Glocks and SIGs? I've carried Smiths. I have carried some Smiths, a couple of Smiths here and there. The guns that I have carried in various forms are the Smith & Wesson M&P Standard, the Smith & Wesson M&P Compact, the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. In the SIG family, I've carried the 227, the M11, the 226 twice, and 1911. And I've carried 1911s from various other companies. I have carried STIs. And at one point, I have carried a Lionheart. Through all of those... The beginning and the ending point with me started with Glock. The thing about Glock is this. Right here, today I was wearing gym clothes. So today I carried my Glock 26 because I have a way to carry this in gym clothes that is not dependent upon the clothes to hold it up. The thing about this gun is that this Glock 26, which has its little Glock 26 magazine, which I'm holding up, it has a +2 extender on the bottom of it so I can have a full grip. We'll take the Glock 19 magazines, of which I have about 8. It will take the Glock 17 magazines, which I have about 12. The Glock 17 magazines will, of course, function with the 17, the 34, the 19, and the 26. So the platform from the smallest gun, from the small compact gun, which I'm not counting, I think it's the Glock 43, the little single stack 9mm. I'm not counting that. I was thinking to myself today, wouldn't it be nice to have, if I were going to carry a single stack gun, it would not be the Glock 43. It would be the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. But having said that, the thing about the Glock platforms I carry, All of the 9mm are exactly that wide. The difference in all of them is going to be length of barrel, length of buttstock. That's it. This is what matters when you're hiding the gun. The width. The width matters. The length can matter if you get ridiculous with it. But the thickness, I mean, and I did for about 3 weeks carry a Springfield XDM. That was a gigantic gun. Now, Big Paulie's an H&K guy. H&K makes some very good guns. They make the VP9. They make the P30. I just was looking at a P30 the other day. The problem I have with the P30 is it has a decocker that's right on the back of the slide, and I swear to God, when you push that thing in, it just seems like it's just slamming in there to decock the weapon. I have a problem with that. The VP9 is a excellent gun. There's a lot of people I respect, like Vickers, who think that is the best gun they've ever shot. And I, you know, the magazine release would take a little bit getting used to. But H&K, I'll tell you right now, if that's your gun, that's a fine gun to carry. Likewise with SIG. SIG has a pedigree that is unknown and unrivaled in a lot of places. A lot of special operations have carried them. The problem with the SIG for me is, one, it is tall. The slide is very tall on the bore axis. It is a high rise. That is a little disconcerting to me. Secondly, it is thick and it is heavy. It's an all-steel gun. These guns were designed to, you know, last through the apocalypse. Maybe I should be carrying a gun that's going to last through the apocalypse. I don't know if I last through the apocalypse, though. That's my problem. They're all manner of one gun that I seriously want to try is the Steyr. I want to try the Steyr M9. The angle of the grip and that crazy trigger guard cracks me up, and I want to try it. Likewise with caliber. Now, I've got one .45 caliber gun, which was a Glock 21 that was reworked for me by Agency Arms, of course. I've had various other 10 millimeters reworked, 10-millimeter Glocks reworked. I've had 1911s. One 1911 that I've always wanted to try is the, I believe it's the FNX, the hammer-fired one. Is that the FNX or whatever it's called? The big FN-45, the one that they said the military was going to adopt. I would love to try one of those guns. I just haven't ever gotten around to it, because most of the time when I try a gun, I own it. So that means I either got to talk somebody out of it or got to buy it. And I haven't been trying to do that. And there's a reason for that. It's because I keep coming back to the Glock 9mm platform. Now, one of the things I tell all my YouTube friends, I'm never going to be a gun reviewer. And that's because if it was left up to me, the only weapons I'd be firing would be my AR and my Glocks. That's it. People that get out there that can run a bunch of weapons platforms, you know, without losing any sort of degree of effectiveness, hats off. Hats off to you. I'm not one of them. The long point of this, though, whether it's 9mm that you're going to carry, or 45, or 10mm, or 40, whether it's a Smith or a Glock or H&K or a Steyr or Springfield or SIG or any of these others, the main thing here is that you carry a gun and you practice with that platform. Don't go to a defensive pistol class with a drop leg holster. If you carry concealed inside the waistband, train concealed inside the waistband. If you carry outside the waistband, train outside the waistband. However you carry the gun is how you should train. And whichever gun you choose to pick as your carry gun, that's the gun you should train with. Don't carry a 5-shot revolver and go out there and train with one of these Glocks that has high capacity. Train with what your self-defense weapon is going to be. There is no right or wrong answer. Not really. We will be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load on a Friday night, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has become the latest Obama appointee to admit that one of her top priorities is to make sure that Obama's policies live on long after she and her boss leave power. Now, I always like that. Sometimes I'll get a call from somebody, or I'll make a call. I'll call my cable company, and I'll ask them a question, and they'll tell me that it's in the computer. And once it's in the computer, they can't change it. And I will ask them, what do you run by Skynet? They're saying that there's a way within the federal government for some president to set a bunch of policies, to set the automatic pilot for America straight to hell, and there's nothing to be done about it after he's out of office and after she's out of office. She's quoted in the latest issue of New York Magazine saying, my goal is to position the Department of Justice where it will carry on in all of these issues long after myself and my team have moved on. I don't know how you do that. If that is, here in South Carolina, we have Senator Larry Martin, who has told me more than once that we haven't had to have open carry here in South Carolina for the last 150 years. It's been this way for so long. Why do we need it now? Why do we need you? Lynch made this comment in response to a question about how she planned to prosecute gun sellers under the new executive actions. Now, Trump, Cruz, and Rubio Carson have all vowed to overturn the Obama orders if elected. But if Lynch gets her way, that will be easier said than done. And she's not the first appointee to make such a comment. Obama's top domestic advisor, Cecilia Munoz, said she is also working to institutionalize Obama's policies. Only in the case of Munoz, her focus would not be on gun control, but on immigration. She's a former executive with the National Council of La Raza, and she said it's her job to make sure we build this really into the DNA across the federal bureaucracy at a leadership level, but much more importantly, to make sure that when political appointees like me are no longer here, this strategy is built into what these agencies do and think about every day. Now, unbeknownst to them, what they are doing is basically making the case for a civil war, in my estimation. Getting out there and saying, we're going to set this on automatic pilot, and it doesn't, elections won't matter then. Well, yeah, they will. You will, there'll be a lot of people that would like to have elections when given the options of reality. Munoz said it is important for all 18 federal agencies to standardize set benchmarks and measure successes, ensuring states and localities create the desired welcoming communities for refugees, asylum seekers, and immigrants of all types, including those not in the country legally. Now, Ben Shapiro over at Breitbart, when he was writing for them, wrote The People versus Barack Obama, the criminal case against the Obama administration, says that these efforts by these bureaucrats across the board offer a sobering backdrop for the next president, even it should be if it is Trump or Cruz or some other leading conservative. For all those who revel in the fact that there are 374 days until President Obama finally gets the hell out of the White House, a cautionary note. They're rigging the bureaucracy so their unique brand of hope and change extends far beyond their tenure. Once again, this is setting the case for a violent dismantling of this government. It is making the case. Lynch has already made an imprint for Obama and the nation's law enforcement. She spent time opening federal cases in the Baltimore Police Department after the in-custody death of Freddie Gray and against 14 officials in international FIFA corruption, which is soccer, as though Americans care deeply about the nature of corrupt international soccer. She also threatened to prosecute those who use anti-Muslim rhetoric that edges toward violence, and said her greatest fear is the incredibly disturbing rise of anti-Muslim rhetoric. Don't you have better things to worry about? Those fears apparently keep her up at night more consistently than the fears of another jihadist attack against American citizens, such as those that took place in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or San Bernardino, or Garland, Texas. Only conservative media outcry and pushback from prominent GOP political figures, such as, they call him prominent, George Pataki. Pataki came after her, and she walked back her comments about prosecuting Americans for anti-Muslim speech. She said she would later said she would only prosecute deeds and not words. Lynch and the FBI waited more than 5 months to determine that the Chattanooga shooter, Muhammad Abdullah Aziz, was indeed an ISIS sympathizer engaged in an act of terror when he shot four Marines and a sailor in May of 2015. She then refused to tell Americans that the San Bernardino terror attack, after the San Bernardino terror attack, whether the perpetrators Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik were engaged in Islamic terrorism. Well, I don't really need her. I don't really need old Loretta to tell me what was going on there. Sorry to say. Now. Here's the thing to remember about this. Anytime I hear something like that, I'm not sitting back saying, oh my God, what are we, I already know what we would have to do. You know what we have to do. And you need to go ahead and separate that out in your mind now. You need to go ahead and make that commitment in your mind that if it comes to that and we realize it's that way, that we're going to have to do something. Because we certainly can't be on the automatic pilot to hell, now, can we? No. I'm not going that way, that I assure you. But hey, in any event, we will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back. Back. Having all kinds of fun here. All kinds of fun. Having I've got a Windows computer and a Mac going on here, and the Mac is something's happened to the Mac. I don't know what's happened to the Mac. Anyway. Loretta Lynch. She's also giving us another indicator out there of things she intends to do. Earlier this month, she issued what Second Amendment supporters likely see as a dark warning about the White House's then looming executive order on guns, telling a group of reporters the federal government would be actively searching out those firearms owners who wanted to sidestep registration. What's this registration, you ask? Well, she told Breitbart, we will be looking for those individuals who seek to avoid registering. Her statement was in reference to the widely reported portion of Obama's executive order that's supposed to expand the definition of gun dealer to include even those who make private one-on-one transactions. His order would then have then required anyone who's engaged in the business of dealing in firearms to register as a dealer and thus become subject to the background checks process. The order didn't make any exceptions based on the numbers of gun sales, and as Fox News legal analyst Andrew Napolitano pointed out, that means even an individual selling one firearm to another individual would have to abide the mandate. As such, Lynch vowed the feds through her DOJ and the ATF would be on the watch for violators. Now, the ATF went out there and put out a pamphlet. Well, they didn't put out a pamphlet. They held up a pamphlet. They said, look, here's this pamphlet. This will tell you who is and isn't a gun dealer. I don't know if they talked to Loretta Lynch. This is from the 5th of January now. She said, we'll watch for private sellers who seek to avoid registering as engaged in the business of selling firearms. CBS News reported that she did say the order would include an exemption for the hobbyist and the collector, but the private sellers would no longer be able to hide behind that label. Ah, that just cracks me up. Coming from a, this guy's name is George Skelton, and he is apparently, he's a contact reporter, whatever that is. I don't know. He's mad. He's mad that President Barack Obama didn't make his last State of the Union a gun control fest. He's saying that just simply won't do. He said, yes, you talked a lot about firearms violence in recent weeks, and you imposed some mild tightening of gun laws with executive actions. Actually, George, no, he didn't. But this past Tuesday was the big stage, the showcase event seen on TV by more than 31 million Americans. A little less than 10% of America tuned into that. No, the cowardly Congress is not going to cross the gun lobby and require universal background checks for all firearm purchases or ban the sale of military-style assault weapons, no matter what you say. Your speech was mostly on target, especially the slap at climate deniers and the call for reducing the influence of private money in politics, an evil you exacerbated by rejecting public campaign funding in 2008. But just one complete sentence or two about guns, 10 seconds worth, could have inspired a few million citizens to press their state legislators and city councils to get tougher. Something beyond the throwaway line about continuing to push for progress on immigration, equal pay, paid leave, the minimum wage, and protecting our kids from gun violence. The, you know, all 1, 2, 3, 4. Five topics this guy thinks should have been in there or was in there, and he's not happy with that. Perhaps a sentence cobbled from that terrific speech in the White House on January 5th that relatively few saw. Or my favorite, he liked this when he said this the other day. Voters fed up with members of Congress kneeling to the gun lobby need to remember to come election time. If you make it hard for them to win an election, if they block those laws, they'll change course. I promise. I don't think you've been looking around, George. I don't think Obama's been looking around. He said you might have also pointed to that seat in the balcony that you and First Lady Michelle left vacant as a symbolic tribute to gun victims, but nary a word. This guy's out of California, so anyway, that part of it is, you know, California, worst state in the union to be a gun owner. And there's so many of them there. He points out that a new field poll there shows that 57% of California voters think it's more important to impose greater restrictions on guns than to protect the right to own them. Parties are deeply split. 79% of Democrats and 61% of independents favor more controls. For 76%, gun rights are the first priority. And women are especially pro-gun. You see, in California, the trends are exactly opposite. Outside of California, women are the fastest growing segment of people owning guns in the United States. The fastest growing segment. Oh, well. Another thing that we're hearing a lot of here lately, because Obama's out there saying that terrorism can't change the United States. He's out there saying that, and the new thing is the body count. How many people died in actions of terror here in the United States versus how many people died at the hands of guns? Which I could ask that question, how many people died because of tobacco? How many people died because of heart attacks? How many people? I could ask that question. I can play that stupid game, too. And, you know, none of this stuff holds water with me. None of these, and I can keep 75% one of people on the no-fly list banned from weapons purchases. And the 80% or 90%. It keeps going up or down. Nobody knows what it's based on. I know what it's based on. But they always hold up California as the shining light of what gun control heaven could be like. And good for them. Good for you, George. Good for you. Here's the part that you don't get. California used to lead the United States around by the nose. If a law became law in California, then in time, the general way of thinking was that it would make its way around the nation. But that's not so much the same way anymore. In California now, you don't really have a middle class. You have a bunch of people in poverty, and you have a bunch of very well-to-do people, but you don't really have a middle class. In California, you're going after guns while you got no water. You'll impose water rationing, but the people that can pay the fines will just water their grass. And they don't care about the fines. Sort of like climate change, sort of like carbon credit. We'll just buy more carbon credit and pollute all the more. And by the way, that loaf of bread, well, that just went up to $25 a loaf. The common denominator amongst the liberals, whether it's wanting to take the guns away or whether it's wanting to, have climate change legislation, we always have to give something up. Most of the time it's rights and or money or both. A lot of times it's both. So, I say enough of those shenanigans. I've had enough of that stuff. When we get back, we're going to pull apart this town hall where he told the rape victim that she didn't need a gun. That I haven't looked at that nearly hard enough. This is Lock and Load.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load, this portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Where did Candy from Canada go? She was up there on hold and then she went away. I guess I'm running solo now. Anyway, liberals like to talk about a woman's rights. Among those rights, according to them, is the right to end a pregnancy. One of those rights, according to the Constitution, according to the Bill of Rights, is the right to keep and bear arms, protect oneself. You would think that if a woman can get out there and make a decision about her body to the degree of killing a child. Oh, I'm sorry, a uterus. That she could also want to defend herself to the degree to keep herself from being raped. A woman's body is her own. She has the right to choose to have an abortion. I would like to think she has the right to choose whether she has sex or not. But these same liberals would deny women like Kimberly Corbin or Amanda Collins or a whole bunch of others out there the right to defend her body and her children with a firearm against the predators who lurk amongst all of us. As the Washington Post reported, Kimberly Corbin, 2006, she was a 20-year-old student completing her sophomore year at the University of Northern Colorado. She had just finished finals. Summer was on its way. Around 5 in the morning, a man broke into her apartment in Greeley, Colorado, and for almost 2 hours sexually assaulted her. Corbin, now 30, said, "I thought I'm going to die. There's no going back from that." Her story did not exactly have a happy ending, or at least the ending is ever evolving. Though her assailant is now serving 24 years to life in prison, she has struggled with depression, PTSD, and stress-related seizures. Speaking about her experience, she came to realize how important it was for women to have access to guns to protect themselves. When Kimberly Corbin stood up in front of President Barack Obama at his town hall. That was probably on her mind when she asked, as a survivor of rape and now a mother of two small children, you know, it seems like being able to purchase a firearm of my choosing and be able to carry that where me and my family are seems like my basic responsibility as a parent at this point. I have been unspeakably victimized once already, and I refuse to let that happen again to myself or my kids. So why can't your administration see that these restrictions that you're putting make it harder for me to own a gun or harder for me to take that where I need to be is actually just making my kids and I less safe? His somewhat patronizing response included a pro forma expression of sympathy for her plight, but seemed to suggest to her and all women that guns are too dangerous even to deter or dispatch a rapist. The risk of having a gun in the home far outweighs the protection against a rapist intruder that it might offer. He seemed to suggest that it was better to risk being raped than to risk an accident in the home. He said there are always questions as to whether or not having a firearm in the home protects you from what kind of violence. What is true is that you have to be pretty well trained in order to fire a weapon against someone who is assaulting you and catches you by surprise. What is also true is always that possibility that that firearm in the home leads to a tragic accident. You don't need a firearm in the home to have a tragic accident in the home. What kind of junk is that? Corbin told Fox News later, my rapist did not need a gun to complete his sexual assault on me, but I needed a gun to defend myself. She did not have a gun that day. But, and President Obama gratuitously told her a gun in her home would be as dangerous as a rapist breaking down her door. It was as if he was saying, guns are dangerous, little lady, so don't worry your pretty head about it. Now, Amanda Collins, I've interviewed Amanda Collins. She was out of Nevada, and she had a similar thing happen to her at the University of Nevada in Reno. She testified before the state legislature on a proposed gun ban, which later became part and parcel of things. But, you know, that led to all of the recalls. She was basically... She was told that, you know, statistics indicate that that gun would have been taken from her and she would have been killed with it. As it was, her attacker was James Biela. He was a serial rapist who later graduated to murder. Amanda was a martial artist. Amanda knew, when you're in a fight or if you're in a sexual assault even, which I can't even imagine what that would be like, but if you're in one of these situations and it's ongoing, just because you haven't brought the gun into the fight or into the sexual assault when it first begins does not mean you're not going to get a chance to do so, especially in the case of a sexual assault. I would think the guy gets a little, shall we say, distracted by what he's got going on, and all of a sudden could open his eyes and be looking right down the barrel of something. If Amanda Collins had been able to shoot and kill this James Biela, he would not have been able to go on and rape two other women and kill another. She asked the Colorado committee, how does rendering me defenseless protect you against a violent crime? Now, Barack Obama's wife and daughters are surrounded by guys with guns, even in school. Corbin and Collins both lived to tell their story. Not so fortunate was New Jersey resident Carol Baum. If access to a gun was as easy as he says it is, she might be alive today. Her 39-year-old, she had a restraining order against an ex-boyfriend. She was murdered by that boyfriend while she waited for her application for a gun permit to wind its way through a process that takes at least 2 months to complete, if the police don't delay it, which in this case they had. But it wasn't completed soon enough. She was a victim of domestic violence. She didn't have a gun in her home. Gun control zealots tell us a gun in the home is dangerous, but then so too is an ex-boyfriend. one Michael Eitel with a knife. That's why gun rights advocates say that women should own guns because a restraining order is just a piece of paper. Right, Barack? You know how it is that with on the paper. You know how that is. So I say we should be letting women like Carol Bowne, Amanda Collins, Kimberly Forbin, they should have the right to choose to defend themselves, just as we should all have the right to choose to defend ourselves. And anybody that tries to keep that from happening, well, that part of it, that part of it just isn't going to wash with me. It's not going to happen. So, I find that that kind of arrogance is stunning. This is a man, Barack Obama, who claims he's never owned a gun. We've seen him. I've seen one picture of him shooting a skeet rifle, which he's got it perfectly parallel with the ground, which nobody shoots skeet at that height. He just stood up. That might even have been a Photoshop. I don't know. But this is a guy who knows nothing about guns. He knows nothing about carrying them. He knows, you know, he knows that it's good to have people around you that have them. And he will always have them throughout his life. He never has to carry a gun. Although in his place, if I were the president of the United States and I had an armed detail with me, you can damn sure bet that I, as the chief executive of the nation, would be packing. I mean, I would go to my attorney general and I would say to my attorney general, hey, give me my permit now. I am the poobah. Maybe that's why I'm not in charge. We're going to flip to the final hour. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.